Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos Pro Block Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right, welcome back to the Nortown Automotive Extra Point Show here on a Buffalo Football Halloween Friday. Sal Capaccio with you. We are having some fun with Halloween today. Hope you're enjoying your Halloween. By the way, just a public service announcement for you. Just be careful on the roads tonight, of course, right? Just you're going to see a lot of kids out there trick-or-treating. I know I don't have to tell people that. I hope I don't have to, but, you know, the weather's not going to be the best tonight, and, you know, people are going to be out there with their bags and their costumes, and sometimes those costumes are a little bigger and not going to be able to see everything going on. Hopefully they can, but you just got to be more aware. Please do that, all right? Whether it's later this afternoon, early this evening, tonight, just be aware that that's happening tonight, all right? I always want to make sure I get that out there and keep it in your brain today. Buffalo Football Friday is brought to you by Celino Law. Car crash, call Celino. Call the 8s and by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's hometown fuel. Game day ready since 1922. Bills head coach Sean McDermott will join me here in just a little while on the Nortown Automotive Extra Points Show. We will have an injury update from him. But speaking of injuries, we have kind of a little bit of a breaking NFL news here. And this is just really terrible to hear for Travis Hunter. Might not be able to return this season. Okay, this is the report coming from Hayes Carlton, a Jags reporter for 1010 XL 92.5 FM. Non-contact knee injury in practice yesterday.
Oh, no. That's terrible.
Travis Hunter, a non-contact knee injury yesterday in practice.
Oh, that's... Just non-contact a knee, you just immediately your mind just goes to the worst place. But
I'm gonna just take a look. I hope I'm not getting like. I just want to make sure I do have this. Oh, yep, there it is. Adam Schefter now reporting he's going on IR.
Oh no.
The other byproduct of this is, I think this makes Brian Thomas Jr. a much less viable trade option for any team, right? Brian Thomas Jr. just became a really, really important piece of their offense. Not that he wasn't already, but there was a lot of talk about, you know, his reduced role or what's happening there with him and him being a trade option and target. I don't think that's happening now.
No, absolutely not. They need everybody they can get there. I just don't. Non-contact knee injury in practice, like I said, your mind just goes to the... From the non-contact injuries we've seen just this season alone,
yeah,
it's not a good spot.
And I know people have talked a lot about Bills having like some Bills having some, you know, practice injuries this year. I mean, these things happen around the league, right? You get sometimes, you know, you're practicing football and you can get bumped into, you can get stepped on like at Oliver, you could have a calf injury, you could have a knee injury, and that's what happened. Remember Max Harrison, thankfully was able to come back, but that was a non-contact knee sprain he had during training camp.
Right.
Right? Doing a drill.
You never know.
So once again, the breaking news here. Travis Hunter. Non-contact knee injury in yesterday's Jaguars practice. He will go on injured reserve. 803-0550 is the number to call here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you. We will get Sean McDermott on here in just a little while, and we will talk Buffalo Bills injuries and a look ahead to the Kansas City Chiefs, a game that a lot of you say, okay, twice a year, you know they're playing this team, and people talk about, do they hold things back? I don't think so. I don't think you hold anything back in this game. That's, to me, a misnomer. Like, what you do, though, is you gain information for the next time you play them. It's no different than, I think, a division game a lot of times, which is, how are you going to play us? Like, the Bills played against a Jets staff this year that was brand new. Okay, how are they playing us now? Let's file that away for later, right? Same thing with the Dolphins, which they'll get in a couple of weeks. Speaking of the Miami Dolphins, they started week number 8 last night against the Baltimore Ravens on Thursday Night Football, and the game kind of went the way I think a lot of people expected, to be quite honest with you. Ravens win 28-6. Dolphins got off to a nice start. They moved the ball right down the field, but then they had self-inflicted wounds with penalties. They had a turnover a little bit after that. 3-0 they're up, but then after that, it was pretty much all Baltimore Ravens and all Lamar Jackson. 4 touchdown passes. 204 yards passing. Derrick Henry, 119 yards rushing. He was back in the groove. I don't think it's a coincidence that Derrick Henry is a little better with Lamar Jackson on the field in that threat. 119, 6.3 yard per carry average against the Dolphins defense somehow last week, which held Bijan down, and then now got run on again. The Bills will play the Dolphins in 10 days. Dolphins have 9 from now. Dolphins have a little time to prepare for them. Let's get to your 1 o'clock slate. Bears at Bengals. Boy, the Bengals with a devastating loss last week, the way that everything went with them and the New York Jets, and losing that game 39-38. Now the Bears come in with Caleb Williams. They were on a 4-game winning streak. They lose at the Ravens 30-16, trying to get back into the win column. Bengals 3-5. Look, the AFC North is there. The AFC North is there. Look at the standings now. After last night's win by the Ravens, you got the Steelers at 4-3, and then the Cincinnati Bengals and Baltimore Ravens both at 3-5, just a game and a half back. I mean, heck, even Cleveland's 2-6. I know it sounds a lot. It sounds a lot, but it's not. Especially looking at the Steelers' schedule, which we'll get to. Vikings at Lions. Go ahead.
No, it's crazy how much that division's still open. You were even alluding to it yesterday. You almost wanted Miami to win that game last night.
Yes, yes.
Because then the Ravens are less of a factor going 100%. Forward. But
I think it would have been better for the Bills if the Ravens had lost last night.
100%.
Let Miami win, and they're not really a threat to the division right now. They could be feeling themselves a little bit and confident going into that Bills game, but they're so far back. You worry about, I think the boogeyman is the Ravens getting healthy and in the playoffs, right? That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you playing them again. Vikings at Lions. So I'm still in this loser pool for Paul Hamilton where you pick one team to lose every week, and it's already been eight teams down. I'm going to take the Vikings to lose this week, I think. That's my team because I don't have a lot of options. There's other bye teams on bye weeks. But I think that's safe, right? Lions should take care of the Vikings. Is J.J. McCarthy going back in?
I'm not 100% sure if McCarthy right. is, but I do know Wentz is on.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Is right. Your reserve
so
now.
It's, I think it's McCarthy. So Lions host the Vikings. excuse me, Lions are 5-2 after a big win over the Buccaneers the last time they played 2 weeks ago. They had a bye week. 24-9 they won that game. And I remember a couple weeks ago they played the Chiefs as well in a night game on Sunday Night Football and lost. Vikings at 3-4. They're trying to get back on track after two straight losses to the Eagles and Chargers, and they have a tough schedule. Lions, Ravens, then it's Bears, Packers, Seahawks. Not looking great for the Vikings this year. Panthers, the team the Bills just played last week, they go to Green Bay. They are taking on the Green Bay Packers. Panthers at 4-4. Packers 5-1-1 right now. The Green Bay Packers are the one seed in the NFC.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. They're playing
over Philly.
They're playing well. But I still think the NFC is kind of open. I think
yeah, I agree.
Anything can happen.
I don't think there's no dominant team in the NFC. I think the best team in the NFC is still the Eagles or maybe the Bucks. The Bucs might be the best team in the NFC.
The Bucs are really frisky.
But they got crushed by the Lions 2 weeks ago.
They did. Yeah.
Right? I agree. I think, yeah, the NFC is, there's no dominant team. The teams at the top are the teams at the top, but they're, how do you decipher between them, right?
Right. Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
This is a really interesting AFC game. Broncos at Texans. This is a 1 o'clock game, okay? The Texans have a really good defense, by the way. Here are their scores they've allowed this year. Now, they did allow 27 in one game a couple weeks ago against the Seahawks. Other than that, 15, 10, 0, 17, 20, 14. They're a very, very good defense. They've had problems scoring at times, but they've been a lot more hot lately. Suddenly, C.J. Stroud coming to life. 26 points, 44 points. They lose with 19, 26 against a good San Francisco defense last week. And now, they get a Denver Broncos team that's won 5 in a row, goes to Houston, after scoring 77 points over the last 2 weeks. But they've also given up more points than you think. Against the Giants, 32. Against the Cowboys, 24. I think this is a really interesting AFC game. Do you want the Broncos to win to keep keep ahead of the Chiefs? Or do you want the Texans to win to knock the Broncos down a peg because the Bills have a less record than them?
Ooh.
Tough one, right?
That is, it's a dilemma. It really is. I'm almost kind of rooting for the AFC West to just stay dominant.
Oh, without Kansas City.
Without Kansas City. Keep them down.
I know. Bills are at the Texans later this year on a Thursday night game the week before Thanksgiving. So here's one we all know who everybody in Western New York should be rooting for, at least Bills fans in Western New York. Falcons at Patriots Sunday at 1 p.m. We're going to know the result of this game before the Bills kick off. Will the Patriots go to 7-2, putting even more pressure on the Bills to win against the Chiefs? Will the Falcons pull an upset with now? It looks like I think Michael Penix is playing. We'll check on that. Looks like Drake London should be good to go. We'll see, though. They're still kind of operating in a wait-and-see mode there for some things. Falcons at Patriots. Falcons, they're just so hot and cold. And they've been real cold lately. Two back-to-back losses, only scoring 10 points each after beating the Bills 24-14. I still can't believe the Bills lost that game. Patriots, Drake May has been unbelievable lately. He is one of the front runners, one of them, with Josh Allen, with Patrick Mahomes, for league MVP right now. And they are scoring at a high clip. He's playing great. They have the Falcons, then they have the Bucks, then they have the Jets and Bengals and Giants. So if you're going to get some losses for the Patriots at all, it's got to come soon, I think, here in these 2 weeks. And I do give the Falcons a chance. The Patriots are probably going to win this game, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Falcons... I mean, the Browns gave the... Well, for a half, they gave the Patriots a run for their money. 49ers at the Giants. You know, I think at this point, we're just wondering, like, how long does Brian Daboll last? Meaning, like, is he the coach at the end of this year going into next year? And he probably needs some wins to kind of secure that, save that, help that cause, because Jackson Dart has looked good, and that's real good for him. But they've had some tough losses lately. The Eagles just dominated them, really. But the Broncos, that fourth quarter, they allowed to happen. Now they get the Niners. They still have the Bears, Packers, and Lions and Patriots on deck. So, yeah, it's going to be tough. They have a tough schedule. On the other hand, the Niners, a team that's 5-3, still alive. You know, this is not a team that's kind of rotating wins and losses as the season goes on. Let's see where they are in the... Let me see that. I haven't looked at the NFC West standings lately. I mean, look, they're a half game out. 5-2, 5-2 for Seattle and L.A., respectively. 5-3 for the 49ers. So, 49ers right now, they've gone last five games. Lose, win, lose, win, lose, win. So I guess they'd beat the Giants in this one, which I would expect, I think. Oh, Giants can win. All right. Colts-Steelers. What are we thinking here? Rooting for the Steelers? I hate doing that.
I hate doing it, too.
But you got to with the Ravens where they are.
Yeah. You want,
and the Colts, you want them to get some losses here if the Bills are to chase the one seed in any capacity, right?
Yeah.
Now, I will say the Colts have a tougher schedule coming up. They have the fourth toughest schedule in the league the remainder of the way. Doesn't have to be this game. They get Steelers, Falcons, Chiefs, Texans, Jags, Seahawks. I mean, like,
oh wow, yeah.
They might get some losses along
the way.
They might
string together a few, and they probably will see a little bit of a regression from them at some point, hopefully for this standing stake. But honestly, the Steelers defense is so brutal.
Yes,
I just worry Jonathan Taylor and Daniel Jones are going to be able to slice and dice this entire thing.
Isn't this the type of game that Mike Tomlin Steelers win? Isn't this the type of game they win?
Yeah, 100%.
Everybody's like, what are they this year? Ah, defense stinks, high price. Here come the Colts at 7-1 rolling along. Yeah, boom, they win 14-10.
You're right. That is a classic Tomlin win.
It's a classic Tomlin win, that's right. All right, wrapping up your 1 p.m. slate, Chargers at Titans. I don't give the Titans much of a chance here. They are on track maybe again for back-to-back years, the number one pick. Certainly very high. It would be nice if they won, but again, let's go back to what Joe said earlier. Maybe you want the Chargers and Broncos to keep winning here to keep the Chiefs down as much as possible, right? And you don't know how it plays out at the end of the year. There is the alternate argument of, well, you don't want the Chiefs or the Ravens as a wild card because then you might play them early in the playoffs. So maybe you want them to win a division. I don't know. It's the NFL's crazy, and it's great like that. I love the fact that the NFL is like that. By the way, in case you're tuning in and waiting to hear from Bills head coach Sean McDermott, we will have him at some point here in this half hour. So keep your radio tuned in to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. In fact, let's do this. Let's take a time out. That way we have a little more time with Bills head coach Sean McDermott when he comes our way shortly after this break on a Buffalo Football Halloween Friday.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.